you have your Bible, I want to go ahead and turn to 2 Peter chapter number 1. 2 Peter chapter number 1. Verse number 2, the Bible says, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." Skip over to verse 10. He said, "Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly unto the everlasting kingdom of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For we received from God the Father honor and glory. For He received from God the Father honor and glory. When there came such a voice to Him from the excellent glory, 'This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.' And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with Him in the Holy Mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, unto the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time, by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." I want to preach a few minutes this morning, if God will be my help, on the past, present, and future. Amen. Past, present, and future. Have you ever thought about that? The past is that's behind us. The present is where we live, and the future is what's ahead. Amen. If you're a child of God, praise God, you remember where you were. Amen. You remember where God brought you from, where you are now. Praise God. And you know, praise God, from the Word of God, where you'll be one day. And we see this as Peter's writing here. And he says that grace and peace be multiplied unto you. I bet God is a God of multiplication. God's able to multiply the grace and the mercy that He extends to us, praise God. And he says that it comes unto you through the knowledge of God. That's where we get that. Grace and mercy, that grace and peace, that grace and everything that we get from God, that unmerited favor of God, it comes from the knowledge of knowing who He is. Without Him, praise God, we wouldn't have anything. But praise God, I'm glad with Him we have it all. Praise His holy name. Aren't you glad you serve a God that's got it all? I'm glad I don't serve a God that's having to try to find stuff for me to meet my need. I'm glad I serve a God that's able to do, praise God, exceeding abundant above anything I could even hope or imagine. Amen. Praise God. My thoughts, praise God, is not above God. God's able to meet all needs. He said through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Amen. He says, according to the divine power hath given unto us all things. You have need anything today? Praise God. God says through His divine power, praise God, that power from heaven, which He has all power in heaven and earth. He said through that divine power, He said, I'm able to give you whatever you need. And you say, preacher, I got a lot of things going on. Said, I've got, problems over here and situations over here and everything else in the middle. And I just don't really know what I'm going to do. I'm just taking it to Jesus. Amen. He said to pray without ceasing. He said, we need to lift them up to the Lord and ask God to help them. He said, because it's that divine power that He has. Amen. Hey, it's not a power of man. Praise God, it's a power from on high. And God said, I'll minister my power. I'll minister through my spirit. I know what you need before you ever ask. And I'm willing to take, praise God, that I have and offer it, give it unto you. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? Praise God. I'm glad that way, because in the past I was lost and undone without God. But I'm glad God Almighty come to where I was. The Holy Ghost of God stirred in my soul. Let me know I was lost without Him on my way to a devil's hell. But Christ the God of glory, spoke to me through the Spirit of God and said, "Son, I love you. I never prepared hell for you, and I want you to live with me." Amen. Praise God. You know, He wants us to live with Him now. Amen. In the past, He showed us that He loved us and He wanted us to be with Him. Amen. And He wants us to live with Him in the present, praise God, so we can live with Him in the future. Now, a newsflash, if we ain't living with Christ before Christ in the present, amen, we're surely not going to live with Him in the future. Amen. Hey, there's a lot of people today think you can just live any way you want to, and one of these days you'll just fly off into heaven. I'm afraid it don't work that way. Praise God. We need to know that we believe in Lord Jesus Christ and the Lord God Almighty. Praise God. Peter says there's something about Him when He moves in. There's a divine nature. Praise God of God Almighty through the Holy Spirit that moves into your heart, moves into my heart. Praise God. He takes out that old past, and in the present He begins to manifest Himself to us. And we can't do the things that we used to. Amen. There's a lot of things that I used to do. We was talking about Sunday school. A lot of things I used to do, and that weren't necessarily bad things. They were all fine. They were fine in their place. Amen. But praise God, they can't take precedence over the Lord Jesus Christ. They can't take precedence over coming together and worshiping Lord in spirit and truth. Amen. They have to take their place, and my priority is the Lord Jesus Christ. My priority is assembling myself together, praise God, as the custom of some is, praise the Lord, so I can worship and praise God and get filled and help and be an encouragement to others along the way. We need the touch of God today, youngins, like we've never needed before. We're seeing this thing, it's a sliding backwards instead of going forward. But we're those, praise God, the Bible says that we don't back up, we don't retreat, but we go on for the Lord Jesus Christ. We put our faith and trust in Him. I'm talking about power for the present. Praise God, God Almighty. Peter's telling us here, praise God, that divine power that He hath given unto. Now that's past tense, praise God, it's already been given. Whether we take it and use it, allow God to, He said it's good for all things. It don't matter what the situation is, don't matter what occurs in our life, praise God, the power of God is there to manifest itself in all things. Amen. Every aspect of who you are and what you're going through. He's there to make those relationships work. Amen. Amen. You want to have a really good relationship? Have a really good relationship with Jesus. Amen. I said, have a really good relationship with Jesus, praise God, and He'll help you have a really good relationship with those around you that you need to have a really good relationship with. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I said, the Bible says that we're supposed to love each other. Amen. And you say, preacher, how am I supposed to love them? He said, I love them a little bit. I kind of care about them. Jesus said you're supposed to love each other like He loved His church and gave Himself for it. I was talking to a fellow the other day, and he said he had been married for a year. I said, well, congratulations. He said, how long you been married? I said, well, in July it'll be 36 years. 37. Anyway, well, a pretty good while. Amen. I usually keep up with it better than she does. Amen. You get older, it gets strung out. But I said, praise God, I've been married about 36, 37 years. And he said, wow. He said, that's a long time. I said, how'd you do it? He said, if you don't mind me asking, he said, how'd you do it? I said, praise God, I'll tell you how you do it. The only way it'll work. He said, you put Jesus Christ first, make Him the center of your home, make Him the Lord of your life and the Lord of her life, and praise God, you go with God and God takes care of the rest. Amen. Amen. You got to love the Lord Jesus Christ, I said, like He loved His church and gave Himself for it. And so that's the way we have to love our wives. That's the way wives have to love their husbands. And God helps make it worse. And that's that power that He has to do all things for all men. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, I'm just kind of weak in some areas. Praise God. Well, He ain't. The Lord God Almighty, He's strength. He has strength in all things. Praise God. To make us all things. He said that pertained to life and godliness. That pretty much fills it in, doesn't it? Amen. He gives you all things that pertain to life and godliness. I don't know about you, but I want my life to be pleasing to a holy God. Amen. I want to have a godly, a Godward life. So that folks can see Christ in me, that blessed hope of glory that we have. Amen. Praise God. That hope from above that we need from Him. So we see what takes place and we receive what we get from His source, from His resources that God has. God has all the resources. Amen. We get to trying to find these things by ourselves and you'll come up short. It's just not of us to get what we need. But God's resources, we haven't discovered them all yet. And we see that, He said, we begin to grow and we begin to realize what God do for us, praise God, through the knowledge, praise God, in grace. The knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, in grace, that unmerited favor of God that He begins to pour out on us, praise God, that you don't even ask for it. Amen? But that grace of God, He just begins to minister His grace to you, praise the Lord. And I just have to, sometimes it just overwhelms me. Sometimes I just think, praise the Lord, thank you God for just a loving old sinner like me and that unmerited favor that you show to me. The help and the hope that you give me, praise God. As I begin to take the knowledge and the wisdom that I know and I begin to grow in Him. That precious stuff. He said in verse number 4, it said, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of that divine nature, the very divine nature of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. Do you ever think that you could be like Christ? Amen. We come short. We'll never be Christ in this body we live in. Don't even think about it. But praise God, we can strive to be like Him. And He said, partakers of His divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in this world through lust. Lust, praise God, brings you down. Desiring to have other things. So you see, this is the knowledge and growing in truth isn't automatic. It doesn't happen overnight. But He says in verse number 10, said, if we'll be diligent and seek it, that wisdom, praise God, and God, we use God's grace and we begin to draw closer to the Lord. We begin to get closer to Him day by day, praise God. We grow and He grows us and He adds to us, praise God, those things that He mentions in here, praise God, and we get closer and closer to the Lord as we get closer and closer to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? As we just begin to manifest the things of God, God begins to manifest His things to us. We realize how great and powerful He is. We realize that He brought us out of our past, praise God. He put us in our present so that He can bring us into the future. A future with the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. So we see there's an assurance from the past. Peter here, he knows that he's going to be martyred soon because the Lord told him the way he would go out of this world. And Peter knows his days are numbered. I want to say, listen to me. I don't want to bust your bubble, but our days are numbered as well. Amen. We've all got an appointment one day. We don't know when it is. Amen. We've all got an appointment, praise God. I'm glad that the Lord knows and I don't. Amen. Amen. Can you imagine if we knew exactly when if we were stamped when we was born, Brother Bill, with an expiration date? Wouldn't that be something? You'd run along, try to do all you could till you got close to it, and then you'd fall down and say, oh, Lord, forgive me my sins. That's what we'd do. Because of lust of our flesh, we'd follow right after, praise God, till we knew we were fixing to expire. We said, we better make it good so we don't end up rotten. Amen. Praise the Lord. We would, you would, I would. Amen. And Peter knew he had an expiration date coming up. But he said, I want to remind you, praise God, that the most important thing that you can do as we go through this thing is to trust in the Lord. You can't trust in these other things. You can't trust in worshiping of angels. You can't trust in following the things of this world. He said you have to trust in the Word of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's the God. He is the God of the Word. He ministers, praise God, to us through His Word. That's how we get God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We see Him in the manifestation of the Word of God. And by what Peter says here, he says that you can trust the Lord. In verse number 16, he said, We have not followed cunningly devised fables. We made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we're eyewitnesses of His majesty. So we see Peter, he's coming to the place that he's going to expire. He's going to decease. He's going to get out of here. He's leaving out of here. He's done got his ticket and it's punched. Amen. His destination is known. But Peter says, praise God. He said, now listen, what you got to do is you got to put your faith and trust in the Word of God. He goes on and begins to give them an example. And we see in Matthew chapter 17. In Matthew chapter 17, he gives an example of the transfiguration on the mountain. Remember? Jesus goes up with Peter and John. He's up there on the mountain. He's transfigured before their eyes. And they see the Lord Jesus, and they see Moses and Elias. And said, Peter says, in verse number 10, said, then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, while the words were still coming out of his mouth, he said, behold, pay attention, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye Him. Amen. Praise God. He said, it's not about these others, praise God, but it's about the Lord Jesus Christ. And what He's telling us here, praise the Lord, it's about the Lord Jesus Christ. The transfiguration was a wonderful thing. It was a spectacle to see. All of a sudden, Jesus is transfigured into His magnificent glory, and Moses and Elias was there with Him, praise God. What a spectacle. Somebody had been dead and gone and come back. And I told the church a while back, if you wasn't here, I'll tell you again, wasn't it amazing thing that they didn't have to be introduced to Moses and Elias, praise God. They knew who he was because he is a saint of God and died in Jesus Christ. And we'll know each other, the Bible says, as we're known. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you won't recognize folks over home. Amen. But praise God, if you're a born-again believer, praise the Lord, when you get there, you'll know everybody there. Amen. Praise God. Ain't that going to be something? People you never met before, praise God, but you'll know Him because of the Spirit of God to be so real. It may manifest itself to you. But Peter says, listen, the experience was magnificent. The experience on the mount when the Spirit of God was there and the Lord was magnified in His glory and Moses and Elias were there, so that was a magnificent experience, a wonderful experience. Amen. But it is not a substitute for the unchanging Word of God. He said, as magnificent as that transfiguration was on the mountain, praise God, it's not a substitute for God's Word. Amen. God's Word, He said, let God's Word be true. Amen. Praise God. Nothing is a substitute. So we see the present we're living in. We see the past where we used to be. And we see where God brought us from. God's showing us, praise God, pointing us into the blessedness of the holy and righteous God. Amen. He said that he received such a magnificent thing. He said, in verse 17, he said, for he received from God the Father honor and glory. When there came such a voice to him from his excellent glory, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Amen. I'm glad that God the Father is pleased with my Savior, ain't you? He said, this voice which came from heaven, we heard when we were with Him in the Holy Mount. So Peter said, hey, listen, we heard the voice of God. We heard the voice of God. Not only did we see the sight, the wonderful sight, he said, but we heard the wonderful word of God Himself. Amen. Now, I'm just trying to get you to understand how important your Bible is. How important your Bible is for this present hour in which we live. Listen, folks, people's dying and going to hell all around us. All around us, people are dying and going to hell. But Jesus gave us a book of Himself, praise God, that will save us from hell. That will deliver us safe unto Him. He sent this voice which came from heaven, we heard when we were with Him in the Holy Mount. But look at verse 19. We have also a more, he said, boy, praise God. He said, we have also a more sure word. Now, how more sure could you be than the Christ in His glory, Moses and Elijah, praise God, up there in their resurrected life, praise God, in their bodies, praise God, standing there with the Lord, amen, is a perfect example, praise God, a definition of what the resurrection is and the promise of the eternal glory with God. But Peter says, even that, praise God, we have also a more sure word of prophecy. Amen. He said the light that shined forth, praise God, is bright, and the word of God is even more sure than what you can see. Amen. He said it's forever settled in heaven, that word of God. The word is that light, praise God, he said, that's shining in the darkness. Darkness is everywhere. But he said there's a light that shines forth. He said, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, unto the day dawn and the day star, or the light bearer, praise God, if you will, arise in your hearts. Amen. He said, praise God, listen, what we can see, what I'm telling you about, said it was a magnificent experience. And one of these days, praise God, every one of us is going to be where Elijah and Moses were, in the presence of God Almighty and Lord Jesus Christ and all His magnificent glory and His splendor. We'll get to see Him. We'll get to be there with Him, because He made us a promise that where He is, there we would be also. Amen. One day in a little while, we're going to take a trip. Amen. Glory be to God. We're going to set out of here. We're going to lose gravitation, and we're going to leave out this world, praise God. And we're going to go through the galaxy unto another country, praise God, and to a far country where Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord of all, praise God. And we're going to pull up into the portals of glory, ushered into the throne room of God, into the presence of magnificence. Praise His holy name. Brother Justin, we're going to be there with the Lord God Almighty throughout all eternity. I said throughout all eternity, world without end, we'll be praising and worship. You say, oh, preacher, won't we get tired of that? When we get there and you realize, praise God, where God brought you from and where He delivered you to, it'll never get old, praising God. Amen. You know, I'm still in this old flesh just like you. But it never gets old praising and worshiping God, because I know where He brought me from. I know where I was lost and undone, on my way to a devil's hell. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. That's where I was headed. The same place you were before you got saved. I was doomed and damned. I was sliding that slippery slope down in the portals of damnation. But praise God, with Jesus. I said, when Jesus come to where I was on that Wednesday night, 1976, I reached down, praise God, further than I could reach up. I got a hold of my trembling hand. I pray God brought me to an old-fashioned altar, and I fell on my face, and I said, Lord, please forgive me, a sinner. You know what He did? He didn't bring up all my stuff. He didn't bring up all my past. But praise God, He said, son, I forgive you your sins. I died for your sin. Amen. Praise His holy name. He reached down there where I was at the old-fashioned altar. Praise God. He just reached and got a hold of all of my old past. Praise God. And he just lifted that up off me. You say, how do you know? Because when I went down there, I felt like I weighed 900 pounds. I remember when I fell down on my face and I said, Lord, I'm talking about my past. He reached to where I was, picked that old weight of sin up off of me. Praise God. You say, preacher, what did He do with it? The Bible said when I repented, said he cast it into the sea of forgetfulness. Amen. Praise God. Never be remembered against me again. Praise His holy name. That's what He did for you. That's what He did in your past, so that you could live in the present, and so you can worship and serve Him and give Him glory and praise, because He is God Almighty, God of heaven. I don't know about you, I get excited about when I think about my past and I think about my present, where I am now, because that light come out, shined out of darkness. Amen. It penetrated through that darkness and penetrated to my soul, into my heart, praise God. Amen. Praise His holy name. And that light that's shining today, praise God, in the present is pointing, and that light's pointing to the future. We've got a great future ahead of us, church. Amen. Praise God. We got a wonderful future ahead of us. All those who are born again, all those who believe on Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we've got a glorious future ahead of us. Amen. Because of that marvelous light that was shined forth. Amen. And because of the Word of God, the Scripture Word, that more sure word of prophecy. You know how to tell if prophecy is true? Because it comes true. it actually happens. Amen. And men of old, praise God, prophesied, praise God, through the Spirit of God, the things that was going to transpire, the things that we have written in this blessed old King James Bible, and we know that this is true. We know it's the Word of God, praise God, because it has come through. A whole lot of it has been fulfilled. Amen. They prophesied that Jesus Christ would come, and that he would be born in Bethlehem, Ephrata. Amen. Amen. Guess what happened? Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Ephrata. Praise God. And he grew up. The Bible said that the Savior, the Redeemer, would come, and he would come riding on a colt, the foal of an ass, into Jerusalem. Guess what happened? Jesus growed up, praise God, and he borrowed one, and he rode it into Jerusalem. It happened. Amen. Just like prophecy said it would. He said there's a more sure word, praise God, because it's been tried and it's been proven. Amen. Praise God. Been tried and proven. We know that it works. A more sure word of prophecy. It brings us out of darkness and puts us into that marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. We know that it takes place. We know that it works. Prophecy. Amen. Prophecy, prophecy is not isolated from the Scriptures. A prophecy is not isolated from the Holy Spirit. But prophecy, it works with the Scriptures and works with the Holy Spirit. Praise God. And God makes it happen. And we see it. We're seeing it all around us today. Amen. We was talking about in Sunday school what's taking place in the world today. How this thing is starting to manifest itself, how it's starting to escalate, how we're starting to see things, praise God, that we've never saw before. That Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24 would be taking place in diverse places, different than ever before. And he said, we're seeing it manifest before us. What a day to be alive, church. Amen. The last days of the dispensation of grace before the Son of Man comes. Amen. Praise God. And we're getting to see it. Praise God. He came once because prophecy said he would. And he's coming again because prophecy said he would. Said this same Jesus that you see go up is coming in like manner. How'd he go up? Out of their sight. Amen. While they stood there and watched him. Amen. The pride of Israel, the Jew, was standing there watching as Jesus went up into glory and said, the same Jesus, not another one, and not one just like him. He said, but this same Jesus is coming again. Amen. A more sure word of prophecy. Amen. He said, preacher, can we believe that? We believe that he came the first time because it happened. It was fulfilled down to the dotting of the I and the crossing of the T. Jesus came, presented himself to a world who rejected him. He said, we'll not have this man to rule over us. Even though he was the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah of God. They said, no, we'll not have this. But we see the book, the Word of God and the book, the one book that we have, praise God, it gives us the instructions what's going to take place. Amen. But we have to understand it as a whole. We have to realize, praise God. Amen. But we must begin to agree with the one thing that we have is one hope in Christ Jesus. Not two or three hopes, but one hope in Jesus Christ our Lord. The Lord of all. Amen. Look at Ephesians chapter number 4. Let me just give you that right quickly. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 6. Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 4, rather. I'm sorry. Chapter 4, verse number 4. He said, there is one body and one spirit, even as you're called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. That's country talking there. Amen. That's country talking there. See, they make fun of us for saying you all. Jesus did. Praise God. The Holy Spirit did. Amen. That's where we got it. Amen, but he said he's one. I'm glad he's not two or three, ain't you? I'm glad through the Holy Spirit, through the prophecy, through the Word of God. He said the more sure word of prophecy we have that they's just one. We don't have to hunt for another one, folks. You don't have to hunt for another way. You don't have enough, another direction, another Savior, another Lord. He said, there's one. Amen? There's one. And he said, there's one hope of your calling. That hope is the Lord Jesus Christ. That hope is the second coming of a Savior. Amen. Coming to manifest himself in glory. He said, there's one Lord. He said, just one faith. There's just one to be one to put our faith in. So there's just one baptism, the Spirit, when the Holy Ghost God moves into your heart. So there's one God and Father of all, who is above all, and he's through all, and he's in you all. Amen. He's the one that we need. So he said, we've come out of the past, we're living in the present, praise God, looking for the future, and the one that we need, praise God, is that one hope. The one hope, which is Christ Jesus this morning. He's all that we need. Because when we put our hope and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, he becomes our priority. He is our priority, and he takes care of all of our needs. You say, Pastor Jeff, do you really believe that? I believe that with all my heart. If I didn't, I wouldn't tell you. I'd go to the house, sit down, and just say, well, we'll just make it the best we can. Hope we get through this. But praise God, I've got a blessed hope. And my hope, praise God, is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, listen to me, young man. Jesus is coming again. Just like he said he would. Amen. Jesus is coming again, just like he said he would. Look at Revelation. Let me just share something with you right quickly, and we'll go to the house. Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter number 22. Amen. Jesus says this, verse number 12. Are you there? I want you to be there. Revelation chapter 22, verse number 12. Now, if you got a red letter edition, this is in red writing. What does that mean? It means Jesus says this. Jesus himself says this. He said, and behold, pay attention. I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. Amen. He's not given, he's given by works when he comes because he's dealing with sin and sinners. Amen. He said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. I want to say, he's the only one we need. He is that one hope, praise God, and the hope of his appearing, praise God, is out of this world. Amen. Praise God. We see what takes place. And then he finishes up in Revelation chapter 22. Now watch this very carefully. In verse 20, in Revelation 22 and verse number 20, it says, he which testifies these things saith, now talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, this is the testimony, the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the book of Revelation. He says, surely, or of a certainty, or just as sure as you're sitting here this morning, Jesus said, I come, what? Quickly. Amen. Our blessed hope is the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to set everything right, to make everything good. Amen. And he says, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Now, I want you to notice the last promise in the Word of God. You know what the last promise in the Word of God is? Jesus promised to us. He said, surely I come quickly. I come. That's the important part. And he's coming quick. That's why you got to be ready. Amen. Got to be ready. Praise God. And the last prayer in the Word of God, the last prayer in the book of Revelation, John prays. And because he knows it, because the Lord says this, because John believes this, he says, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God. What he was? He had the power of the, praise God, he had the power to bring him out of the past, to put him into the present through the power and the magnificence of God Almighty, that he could live in the future. Amen. Think about it, church. We get to live in the future. We don't need a time machine. We got Jesus, praise God, who's going to take us and carry us to where he is. And we'll live in the future with him. Amen. When we get there, we'll only begin to live. We'll live without heartache. We'll live without pain. We'll live in a place of no sorrow. Amen. There's no anguish. We'll live in a place that's perfect with a perfect Savior. That's why he told the disciples in John 14, he said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, and we do. He said, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I told you. He said, but I go to prepare a place for you. He said, if I go to prepare a place for you, I will what?
Come again
and receive you unto myself. Now this is the big one. That where I am, there you shall be also. Also. We're going to be with him where he is. He brought us out of the past to let us live in the present so we can get ready and enjoy the future with Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. The King of glory. Our life's prayer ought to be like John's. Even so, Lord, come quickly. As we talked in Sunday school this morning, it's sad to think about that. Because Jesus comes, there's going to be a lot of people that's going to be left behind, going to be lost without Christ. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad that you can be saved and born again. What does that tell us today, church? Our past was the same as other people that's had the same past. Our present is the same present that people are living in today. And our future can be the same future, praise God. Their future can be the same future that we'll have one day with Christ Jesus as our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer. We put our faith and trust in Him. And Peter says, hey, listen, let me just jog your memory. He said, I'm getting ready to go out of here. He said, but it's okay. The Lord told me it'd be this way. Amen. He says, he asked the Lord, he said, Lord, he pointed at John over here. He said, what about this fella? Amen. What about this? What about John? Jesus said, what's you if he tarries till I come? Amen. What if John's still here? John ended up on Isle Patmos after they had boiled him in oil and everything else, praise God, to get him to recant of knowing Lord Jesus Christ. And then they banished him to an old deserted rock island. They said, boy, we'll fix you. We'll just, you know what they did? Well, Chris, they cast old John off along with God. Amen. The best place that you could be in the world is somewhere along with God. Amen. To finish out your life for God's glory. Praise His holy name. Ain't it a wonderful thing? Your past, the present that we live in, but we're looking for a future that's out of this world. Most spectacular time that our minds can't even comprehend. But it's real. We know it because of prophecy and of a more sure word. The Bible's important. We can believe it. We can trust it. We can rely on it. We can adhere to it. Amen. To take us from point A to point B. This is our roadmap from here to yonder. Amen. People say, well, if I only knew what I should do. Right there it is in the volume of a book. Trust in Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. Love God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength, your might. Amen. Praise God.